Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Debate night tonight. Seven Democratic candidates this time as opposed to six the last time. Tom Steyer made the cut, and CBS News chief Washington correspondent and a questioner in tonight's debate, Major Garrett, is now on the news line.
Major, good morning. Bernie Sanders is going to have a great big target on his back, considering he's the front runner, right?
Yes, he will. We anticipate, and whatever questions we ask, the candidates not named Bernie Sanders will give a momentary answer and then direct fire, if they can, to Bernie Sanders, raising issues not only that are familiar to voters, but some that may not be. There's been a controversy in the last 24 to 36 hours about, in his past, was Bernie Sanders rhetorically sympathetic to communist regimes in Latin America, Central America? And is that relevant in this modern campaign? Bernie Sanders has said, no, it's not, and he wasn't rhetorically sympathetic, but I do think, based on information I've gotten from the campaigns, they think that's a place to begin taking some of the luster off the Bernie Sanders momentum. But he clearly has it coming in here, and for Joe Biden in particular, a loss or even a narrow victory in South Carolina could be the end of his campaign.
I don't think it's editorializing to any great extent to say that Michael Bloomberg had a colossal collapse last time around. Do we have any indication that he's learned from that?
Campaign talks about it. They talk about it first in the past tense, like that's a million years ago, and it's actually not. It's still pretty fresh in the voters' mind, and they acknowledge it was an underwhelming, to put it mildly, performance. And so that's going to be another dynamic. How sharp, or is he sharper than he was the first time? Can he make, the second time around, a decent first impression? That's a very tough thing to do in politics. He may have some of the spotlight shifted slightly away from him because of the emphasis that's going to be on Senator Sanders, but he can't just sit and watch that pile-on routine. Michael Bloomberg has got to make some inroads in Super Tuesday states, which will vote a week from today, to make this campaign of his relevant. I mean, he's spending a lot of money. He's rising in national polls, but you've got to put some victories or delegates on the board, and his first opportunity will be to do that will be next Tuesday. And to do that, to accomplish that, he's going to need to make some impressive impressions tonight.
Major Garrett, live on the line from South Carolina, 8 o'clock tonight on CBS, that debate, and right here on the radio, WCBS.
Thank you, Major.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.